From WRAL Studios, this is Out and About, a podcast that takes you places. Let's explore North Carolina. Let's find out about the events coming up and the people and places that make it so special. I'm your host, Kathy Hanrahan, and this week's episode, we're going to be talking about comedy. I love to laugh. I know you do, too. We've got a great interview. We've got a great interview from a multi-platform producer, Corey Dinkle. He was able to catch up with Scott Aukerman, who is a writer, actor, and he hosts a weekly comedy podcast called Comedy Bang. And it's going to be visiting Charlotte very soon. So Corey caught up with him. So I'm going to let Corey take it away and listen to their chat.
So I guess we could just get right into it. So you're going to be in Charlotte August 18th, Knights Theater. What are people going to expect from this show?
It depends on if they go in with any expectations or if they've never heard of us. If they've never heard of us, they're going to come out a totally different, changed human being who has experienced something that they never thought possible. If they've heard the show before, they're pretty much just going to see us messing around and doing what we normally do. Essentially, if you haven't heard of the show, it is a long-running podcast that I've been doing for the past 13 years where it's kind of like a talk show, but I interview comedians who are playing fake crazy people instead of celebrities. Sometimes we have celebrities on who talk to the fake crazy people as well, but essentially it's comedians just doing these insane characters, which is what we're going to be doing on stage. It's sort of a live talk show that is all improvisational, and nothing is planned, and at the end of it, it hopefully ends up in a resolution that is satisfactory for everyone.
No, absolutely. And then it's one of the hardest things to describe is exactly what this show is. This is going to be your first tour post-COVID. You made two kind of shifts in the show during COVID with the Zoom era and the backyard era. What are you doing different on the tour? You know, how are you approaching it in a post-COVID world?
Well, we haven't done any live dates since 2019. And it definitely is something that I have to remember how to do. The difference between this and previous tours is on the last tour we did, it was myself and Paul F. Tompkins, who's one of the mainstays of the podcast, and then also Lauren Lapkus. And in this one, Lauren can't go with us because she's doing a movie. So instead, I'm having a rotating group of people on the tour, which is definitely more expensive for us to do other than just all of us traveling together. I'm flying people in and out to do, you know, a couple shows here, a couple shows there. But I think it'll be really exciting for fans of the show because you never know who's going to pop up. One of your favorites might be there. We have a lot of people, just surprise guests who are only going to be in town for one show. So it's every show is going to be kind of different, which I think is really exciting for the audience.
And that's part of, you know, what makes the show kind of special when you're listening to it every week is your open door policy, as you say. You know, you haven't been to North Carolina, I don't think, since 2016 when you came to Durham.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think it's been a long time. What do you like about North Carolina? And, you know, is that kind of something you're conscious of as when you're planning out your tour is, okay, we haven't been here in a minute. Let's go do a show there. Is that something you even think about?
I feel like that may have been the only time we went there, but I remember the show pretty distinctly. And I remember the audience being really great. And so, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where every once in a while you'll try out a town that you haven't been to before, and you'll see if anyone will even bother to come. And it seems like we have a lot of really good fans in North Carolina, and I remember the show being really, really great, and the audience being very warm. So I definitely made it a point, since we were going to be in the area anyway, to make sure that we did a show there. This tour is kind of a combination of places we played before and a few new places that we haven't played before. And North Carolina is one of the ones I'm definitely looking forward to.
You know, to kind of talk more about the show itself, and you can incorporate it into the tour. But, you know, the show started as basically a live show, more or less. Then it kind of evolved into what it is today over 13 years. But does it kind of feel like when you go back on stage, it's really the same show? How do you approach it differently than you do a pre-recorded podcast?
The show grew out of a live show that I did at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles for a decade. And that was not a talk show. That was more just a showcase for comedians and people doing characters. And so when I started doing the podcast, it was kind of a combination of all of those things where I had comedians on playing themselves, and then I had comedians on playing characters. And so the first couple of tours we did, I would always try to find like a local celebrity who would come on the show that I would talk to. For these tours, these last couple of tours I've been doing, we're just eschewing the local celebrities and just doing the crazy character people. So
right.
That's one little difference. Because it just got to be so hard to find anyone in a lot of these places that I even knew. For this tour, it's just going to be purely like for comedy lovers. It's like we're dispensing with any sort of a regular interview at all, and we're just having the super funny comedians on who are playing the characters. And so we're really, you know, I used to have openers on the tour as well, and we're not having that this time. So we're just really going to do like a 2-hour deep dive into comedy and have it just be all laughs the entire time. So that's what I'm really excited to do, is just like strip away everything else and be a total just laugh machine for a couple of hours, which I think, you know, people are really could really use at this point in our history, collective history.
Absolutely. When I saw you in 2016 in Atlanta, Neil Campbell was the opener, and, you know, he did The Timekeeper, of course. And I wouldn't know who Neil Campbell was if it wasn't for this show, because, you know, a lot of your talent is either LA-based or there's not really a way for me to feasibly, like, get to their shows or see their content, but I can, you know, listen to them on your show or see them at your live show. How do you feel about having this platform where you get to give a voice to these really, really talented comedians and performers that they might not have otherwise?
I think it's really nice. I mean, you know, when I first started doing the podcast, no one really knew what a podcast was. So I would kind of talk to all of these comedians that were doing the live show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater and say, hey, you know, you guys are putting so much work into doing a really great show for 100 people to see you live, but thousands of people are listening to this podcast, you know, around the world. And a few people didn't get it at the time, I remember, you know, and they just started to come around and say, oh, wow, podcasts are popular. Okay, I'll start my own, you know. But what's been really great is to have shined a light on these really great comedians who had kind of a smaller or even no national presence and say, like, hey, these are some of the funniest people in the world. And even though you don't live in Los Angeles and you can't see them perform live in front of people, they're going to, you know, come into your ear holes and be really funny for you here. So it's been really cool to see people get popular, people like Neil Campbell that you mentioned, and of course the late Harris Whittles. And
of course, yeah.
Even Lauren Lapkus, who is legitimately starring in movies now. I think she's been on the show for like 10 years at this point, you know. So I think it's cool to give people a platform like that so that the audience can kind of be in the know about these people before they blow up huge. You know, for instance, Ego Wodum, who is on Saturday Night Live right now, she was on the show for quite a few years beforehand, and she still loves to do the show because it's one of the places where she can just kind of like be just inarguably funny without any kind of filter or any kind of like changing it to be on a show or anything like that. So, you know, I think it's a really cool position to be on, but I'm also benefiting from it in such a great way because they're truly just the funniest people around.
The Out and About podcast will be right back. The Out and About podcast is back with more from Scott Aukerman.
Is that kind of how, you know, CBB World and CBB Presents came to be? Is you just wanted to, you know, have more of an opportunity for people to build out their catalog?
What's cool about the people who agree to be on the show, and this has happened over the 13 years, is, you know, some people can come on a lot when they have nothing else to do. And then suddenly they get their own TV shows and they can't come on anymore. And, you know, I'm thinking about people like Nick Kroll, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Who it seemed like he was on every fifth episode or something in the early years.
Yes, yeah.
And I was able to call and go like, hey, can you show up, you know, in an hour? And he would have nothing to do and come by. And now he's just one of the busiest people in the world making his own television shows. What's cool about CBB World is there are a lot of people who do the show who don't have time to do their own regular show. Like, they can't put out a weekly podcast. People like Tim Baltz is on The Righteous Gemstones, has to go film in South Carolina for 6 months out of the year and can't make a regular show. So what CBB World is it's just an extension of Comedy Bang Bang and a way for these people to make their own shows on a schedule that is irregular. So they don't have the pressure to put up a show every week or even one a month. It's just kind of whatever they have time for. And then because Comedy Bang Bang has a big platform and a lot of fans, we're able to get them a lot of listeners for it, which the only way to do that with a podcast normally is to put it out on a regular weekly schedule.
Yeah, and that kind of ties back into the tour. The way that the structure of a lot of these podcasts work, you know, almost completely improvisational and kind of like little anthology type things, even though there is a deep lore to Comedy Bang Bang itself. You know, Hey Nong Man, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
There really is nothing like this. There's no, like, improvisational movies. There's not a lot of improvisational TV shows. It really only works in a podcast. So when you say that they're getting something they're not going to get anywhere else, that's not lip service. Can you kind of talk to that?
Even though I'm talking to some characters that I've had on 25 times before, we try to catch the audience up so that if you're new to the show, you have some idea of their background. It's a lot like watching any talk show, you know? Like, Conan may have had Adam Sandler on a million times, but you don't need to have watched every single time he was on in order to understand what's going on. It really is something that a new listener or someone who's coming to the live show and doesn't even know what it is would be able to follow and would be able to enjoy. But we also reward longtime listeners with a lot of characters having like a deep lore that evolves over a decade. It's kind of like the Marvel Universe in that sense. Like, we team up characters occasionally and have them meet each other. And, you know, so there's a lot of deep background stuff, but also it's good for the casual listener as well, who like sort of dips in and out and doesn't listen to every single episode. But as far as like it not being something that around all that much, it is true. There aren't a lot of improv television shows anymore. We produced one at Comedy Bang Bang called Bajillion Dollar Properties. We produced that with the Reno 911 guys, and that was a totally improv television show, which was really fun. And then I directed and wrote the Between Two Ferns movie, which we also did as an improvised movie where we had a story structure and we had scenes and we had ideas of what might happen in a scene that we would talk to the actors about, but then they just improvised their entire way through it.
Sure, yeah.
So there's not a lot of that out there, and it's kind of hard to do when you're attaching a narrative structure to it. But with a podcast, it's just theater of the mind in a way, and you can just relax and imagine what all these people are talking about. So it's really one of the best art forms to do improv in, I think, especially this kind of world building and character building that we're doing.
If someone, you know, is maybe interested and they maybe want to check the show out before they come out to a live show, 13 years, hundreds and hundreds of episodes, how do you suggest people dive into the show if they want to start for the first time?
Well, a lot of times people will look at our past guests and find someone that they are a fan of. That'll be their way in. For the first segment, sometimes I interview a comedian or a celebrity. We've had so many over the years, you know, John Hamm and Patton Oswalt and Paul Rudd and Sarah Silverman and so many great people. So that's a way for people to get into it. We've done a lot recently, especially due to the pandemic, where it's tougher to get celebrities onto the show. Just pure character episodes where I'm talking to people like Paul F. Tompkins or Lauren Lapkus, and there are no celebrities on it, and we're just doing the pure character episodes. What I like about the show is I know every episode is going to be someone's first episode, and so we try to make it not impenetrable to a new listener. Although I have heard a lot of people say that they listened to 6 episodes before they realized that the people on it were fake.
Yes.
Which I think is really funny.
Yeah.
That suddenly around episode 6, they say, oh, wait a minute, nothing they're saying is true, which is very funny to me.
And you'll be in Carolina August 18th at the Knights Theater in Charlotte. What else you got going on? Is Between Two Ferns still on Netflix?
Yeah, the Between Two Ferns movie, which I directed, and it came out right before the pandemic. Some say caused the pandemic because people were laughing too much and their immunity went down and got compromised. It turned out laughter is not the best medicine, and in fact, infected the entire world. Due to the pandemic, I mean, a lot of show business just shut down, so I just really pushed my chips all in on podcasting, which is what Comedy Bang Bang World is about. That's cbbworld.com, and people can listen to not only the archives and ad-free episodes of Comedy Bang Bang, but also some other shows I do, including Scott Hasn't Seen, which is a podcast where I watch movies that I haven't seen before and talk about it with another comedian playing a character, Sean Distin, and Freedom, and the Andy Daly Podcast Project, and CBB Presents, and there's a lot of great stuff, and people can listen to every live date that we do if they sign up as a Maximus subscriber on that. All of these episodes, like a couple of days after we do the live show, they'll be going up so people can follow us along on tour the same way that they did on past tours.
Well, Scott, I've been a big fan for years. Really, really excited I got to talk to you today.
Okay, I appreciate you wanting to talk.
I want to thank Corey and Scott. That was a really fun interview. If you want to find out more about Comedy Bang, you can go to WRAL.com and search Out and About. We'd love to hear your suggestions on who you'd like to hear on the next podcast. Reach out on social media, WRAL, Out and About, on all platforms. Have a fantastic rest of your day, guys.